Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. We are in the building. Our special guest is here. When I say special, I mean this person is really special. Jenda Floyd is probably my first time ever interviewing somebody like that or even having a conversation with somebody that's Jenda Floyd. Am I saying it right, guys? Jenda Floyd?
Yeah.
Okay. We got next youngin' in the building. What up? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
I'm good. So first of all, I know gender fluid means you can go by whatever you want, right? Or no?
It's really like you don't know.
I'm undescribable.
No, it's really like you don't identify as boy or girl.
Why not, though?
I don't know why other people do, but like for me, it's just, I just sometimes feel like I want to dress like a boy and sometimes I want to dress like a girl.
How do you feel today?
I feel like a bad bitch today.
Baddie, that's the baddie, right?
It's baddie today.
Okay. Okay. Wait, so at one point in time, you were like a stud.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was this?
I ain't going to lie. I haven't been a stud in probably like a year now.
You said like that's a long time or something.
I mean, it feels like it's been a long time.
So do you deal with guys now?
Yeah.
So when you deal with guys and they like look back at you being a stud, does that creep them out? Or
I wouldn't say it creep them out, but they be like, stop doing that shit. Don't do that shit.
Yeah. That's yeah. Kind of like.
They don't like that shit.
Dealing with a girl that used to be like a dom.
But they be like, at least you didn't look like, you still look like a girl. Man, like I could tell still, you was a girl. Like a man.
Huh? You probably look like a man. Like you probably look like a boy. Like, no. Like, what are you talking about?
No. No, you could still tell I was a girl.
So what type of stud were you then? You was like a feminine. So you was like a gay stud, kind of.
Yeah, I was a stud, but there's a difference between a stud and a dyke. That's where people be getting confused. I was a stud. A dyke is usually super, super, like, masculine. You know?
I thought y'all didn't even like that word. I'm confused. Come on, man. Come on, man. Put me on guard. I thought dyke was like, you don't say that.
Who told you that?
I don't know. I assumed.
You probably called somebody a dyke that wasn't a dyke.
Okay.
Yeah, they was probably a stud.
All right, so finish explaining. So a dyke is the boy, like dom. That's so what we call it. Dom.
Yeah, they're super like masculine. Like they go all the way. You know what I'm saying? But a stud, we still have like our feminine ways. You know what I'm saying? Like you can tell that we a girl and we like identify as a girl. Like we know we're a girl, but
a stud.
Yeah.
I thought a stud was just a girl that want to be a boy, they put the dildo on, the strap on and stuff. I thought that's what the stud was.
I mean, yeah, they do that too. Look, that's just how I look at it. I don't know how other people might look at it, but that's how I identify as whenever I am in the stud persona.
But you still tap into that now? Or
lately, I really haven't, I guess because I'm getting older and okay. My body's changing. I'm a female, you know.
It's hard to hide a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be no thick ass stud.
You come out here with the hips. Like, I mean, it's a lot of niggas that got hips nowadays. I don't know what's going on, what's in the food, but I mean.
Ass busted out the jeans, trying to sag and shit.
That shit crazy. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas for sure. I'm just saying, sometimes you gotta
stupid.
Do that. All right, so like, let's talk about this music then, man. Like, how long you been doing it? How long you been?
I've been making music since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at this studio. And this producer, he hit up the page because, you know, he wanted to tap in.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he said to me was, you look like a rapper, bro. And I was like, I ain't no fucking rapper. Like, I've never done that before. I just, like, made beats and stuff. And so he was like, nah, take one of your beats, go home, write to it, come back, and let me see what you got. And so that's what I did. And we've been making music together ever since.
And how long ago was that?
2019.
Oh, That's not like yesterday. You've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
And then you had the one song that blew up on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't your song.
No, I was featured.
How was that?
What you mean?
During that time, like, because that they like COVID, 2 million on YouTube.
During COVID and stuff?
Yeah. Did you get a lot of, like, recognition from that?
Yeah, I did. I did have to fight for a lot of recognition, too.
Wow.
Like, I had to go to people and be like, hey, make sure you include me too, because this is my song as well. You know, like, you know how I be going with certain songs. If a certain verse goes viral, they think that's just that person's song. So, like, yeah, I did have to fight for a lot of my recognition on the song, but it got to a point I didn't even really care. I just was like, I got the bread.
Did it help with the music career? Or oh, you got the bread?
Mm-hmm.
So you got streaming from it? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I got paid. Yeah, I made money off of it.
So they, how was that? How did that happen?
What you mean?
So you said you got paid. Because I'm thinking like you was featured. So I was thinking they would pay you as a feature.
No, because I had a relationship with the people that we made the music with. So we were all friends. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So we didn't really have no paperwork. We just kind of did it for fun. And then we was like, we're going to bust that hole down the middle. You know, like, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's still making money though, right?
Or, yeah.
So you mm-hmm. still get paid?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like percentages on the back end.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. oh, that's smart. Talk about that for a second. So you having that success mm-hmm. doing a percentage thing. When do you say, I want to charge for a feature? Or do you always keep it at, I'd rather just go in on the back end?
I guess it would depend on the artists, like, and what they're doing. Because, like, me, if I like you, your music, and I fuck with you, and I think you cool, I'll just, like, fuck with you and be like, just get me on the back end. But it's like, if I ain't really, like, you know, and I don't really feel like you taking your craft serious, I'm going to wax your ass. I'm like, well, all right.
Who was, so, again, I'm probably a little older. I feel like I'm probably, like, 10 years older than you. But, so, who was that artist that you did the song with?
PP Cocaine.
You looked at me like I should know that. I should know that?
No, I guess.
No.
I guess not.
It would have been way funny if you said, yeah, but whatever. So, no, who is that? For real?
Just somebody that I made music with.
It's somebody, clearly.
Yeah.
Let me see.
If you want to know.
Because when I ask you.
If you want to know what's going on, just go stream Daddy to Baddie.
I'm about to go look at it. We're going to get the Daddy to Baddie, but I'm curious.
Go play that first song. Or the second song, one of them. Pop Your Shit Twin. Go play that and you gonna find out everything.
Talk about it.
Uh-uh.
Nah, you ain't about to come to an interview and not talk. What's going on? I mean,
it was kind of hard to like not talk about her if you brought up the viral song. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I've grown from it and I've grown past it. So it's kind of like digging back. It's kind of like taking off a scab of a wound. So it's like, I ain't even trying to like go back into that.
It's like, I understand, but now I'm curious. Is there any way you can have a conversation without bringing up like, cause I'm super respectful when it comes to conversations, but is there any way you can have the conversation without going too deep into it and opening like old wounds? Cause I don't want to do nothing that's going to make you feel uncomfortable.
No, I'd rather not.
You'd rather not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Damn, because I'm like, who is this person now? See, I got an intuitive thought, so I'm like, but whatever. Fuck it. So, was that person a big artist then?
They were an upcoming artist.
So the song just went viral?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It went viral unreleased. It was just a snippet on TikTok. Yeah.
So I'm assuming that had to like change your thought process of TikTok at that moment. Like you probably thought TikTok was the wave.
I didn't know what I thought because I wasn't really a big social media person at the time. Like, it was, I guess I didn't really realize the success of the song until, like, later. Like, it didn't really hit me. I was just like, oh, okay, that's cool. Got a million views, that's cool. You know, like, it was just,
I looked
like,
up that video. That shit say 10 million views on YouTube. Are you serious?
I mean, it's gold now, so.
That's crazy.
But it's like that happened like 2 years ago. So it's kind of like old to me, you know? Like, I need another hit. You feel me? I need another one.
I mean, I feel you, but I don't think my whole YouTube, well, I probably got 10 million, but nah, I'm probably creeping up on 10. I don't know. 10 million is a big deal. That's what I'm like. And you just like, shit ain't nothing. I gotta do another one. Does that, so it's funny because I was talking to an artist named Duke Deuce, and he had a song called Crunk Ain't Dead. And he said he almost fell into a state of depression trying to, like, chase that last high. And I'm wondering, from you having, like, a viral song like that, do you feel the same way? Like, do you feel like you're chasing the next big hit?
I mean, in a way, yeah, but I'm not finna stress myself about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just gonna go with the flow and just hope that it just happens organically like it did before. Mm. You know, it seems like in life, whenever you try and you keep trying too hard, that's whenever it gets harder. But if you just like chill out, just vibe and just keep doing the work, it'll just follow through.
What was the biggest lesson that you've learned since you started rapping and making music?
I would say keeping my boundaries for sure.
Like what? How does that look in the music industry?
Sometimes people in the industry make it hard to work with them because they can't control themselves.
Keep going. Like what?
Like, for an example, like some of the males in the industry, they just...
They be horny.
Yeah, they be horny as fuck. They be some
freaky like, ass niggas.
Calm down, sir.
He a fan.
No, for real. But I be just trying to keep it strictly business, and they just be like, come on, like,
You should just tell him I'm on him.
No, I ain't gonna lie. One time, I was trying to tap in with this producer one time. I ain't gonna say who it is, but I was trying to tap in with this producer, and he was trying to flirt with me and stuff, and so I was like, I'm finna pull up to the studio as Daddy Kane. Keep playing with me. Cause he ain't
with the jeans and the hat.
I was like, bet, I'm finna pull up as Daddy Kane, so you leave me alone so we can get to this money. Let's get this business.
Yeah, if you tell a producer or a rapper that you go by him and he still wanna fuck, I mean, isn't that technically, he's technically gay, right?
I mean, you're still a girl.
I don't know. If a girl be like, nah, I'm a him, and you still pursue it, it's like, I can't trust you.
I mean, I don't judge, bro. I mean, they gonna do what they wanna do, but at the end of the day, she's still a girl. Like, she's still got a pussy.
I guess. I just don't wanna be with nobody that refers themselves as like him.
You said you don't want to?
Nah.
I mean, that's okay. That's your opinion.
You okay with a guy that's okay with that?
I don't know. I ain't never been. I don't. Because, I mean, I don't call myself him, though.
You call yourself they.
Yeah, she they.
She they.
Mm-hmm.
Why they, though?
They, because I didn't want to be called he. You know? Because, like, whenever... Because I was like, y'all calling me a he and boy, okay, it's gonna be they. If you want to call me something else other than she, then call me they.
Bro, they should have never created this pronoun shit, man. Because y'all just make up whatever y'all want. You know what? I want to be called it, or I want to be called thing. Like, bro, how long you been doing this?
I don't know, for a while.
Is it legal, or is this is just what you just came up like, this is what I want to be?
I just came out, and that's why I was like, this is what I want to be. That's what it is.
I respect that. I ain't mad at that. So, the daddy to baddie thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is like your coming out party, essentially.
Yeah.
So now, you are no longer gender fluid.
I mean, I still am. I still have my urges where I be wanting to switch, like, but I choose not to because...
When you say urge, like what?
Like, it's literally just be a feeling. Like, sometimes I just be like, I just want to relax. I just want to take my hair out. I want to take my nails off. I want to sag my pants. I just want to be real laid back. Because I grew up a tomboy. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been tomboyish. So sometimes I just feel like that's what
but
the vibe is.
But girls do that. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, you could be a girl and still just dress down.
Right. Yeah.
But then you still are they at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm feeling like. They.
if you like it, I love it. Okay, so, but we can say like what 80% is baddie now.
Yeah, right now. Mm-hmm.
And that's what influenced the project. So talk to us about this project.
So basically, this is me putting out music under the persona of Baddie Kane, whereas before you got the persona of Daddy Kane. So it was like my Daddy Kane music was more masculine, talking about bad bitches, more so from like a male perspective, but gay girls, like the
stuff. So was you actually living the stuff you was rapping about?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I was fucking with girls and stuff. Yeah.
I
was strapping them hoes, y'all.
What? So 80% now you're not fucking with the hoes now.
No, it's weird though, cause like whenever I'm in my stud persona, I fuck with girls. And whenever I'm with my baddie, I fuck with niggas.
But I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a nigga that's do you got a boyfriend?
No.
I'm pretty sure your man gonna be like, yo, we should, you know what I'm saying? Like, holla at some girls. Would you do it then? Is that they, or is that just a woman being sexually?
You gotta understand that the daddy and baddie are two completely different people. You feel me? Like, we're the same person, but we have two different type of personalities. Daddy will be down for the threesomes and all of that. But baddie, selfish. I'm not sharing a dick. No. No. That shit dead.
Okay. All right. So back to the back to the, is it bad that, like, I'm not you? Like, I'm not judging you. I'm just judging the whole, like, the fact that this can be a thing.
I mean, I don't take offense to it. A lot of people be sensitive to the shit, but it's like, I don't really care what people say. Like, why I don't
can't,
care.
I guess me, I'm judging it because, like, why can't we just be us in whatever you feel like doing, you feel like doing? Why we gotta put a name to it? That's what's confusing for me.
I mean, I agree with you to a certain extent, but because it is out there and I am a part of the LGBTQ community, I had to adapt to that. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like, I never put a label on what I was doing. I just knew that sometimes I wanted to be a tomboy. Sometimes I wanted to be girly girl. Mm-hmm. I never put a label to it until, like, I started getting a lot of popularity and then, like, accidentally misgendering people and then, like, stuff like that. It's okay, like, oh, okay. So this is what this is. So I did my research. I'm like, oh, so I'm considered gender fluid, or, oh, I'm considered a STEM, or, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. Because, like, I said that I was a STEM, and they, like, was like,
wait, hold on.
You're not a STEM.
What's a STEM? At first we said stud, dyke, now it's a STEM. Like, come on, God damn.
A stud and a femme combine.
Oh, my God.
But
the brat, okay.
But I would say that I was a STEM, right? But people would be like, you're bisexual. STEMs are lesbians, you know, so you can't say that you're a STEM, you know, like, it'd be a lot, brother. I love my people, but it'd be a lot.
It's too much. What's the correct, is it an acronym for the entire one? You know it?
What you mean?
LGBTQ.
Wait, LGBTQ plus? What?
What's the rest? You know the rest?
No.
I feel like they should ban you from the community if you don't know all the words.
How they gonna do that? How they gonna do that? They gonna be strong. It'd be too much. All I need to worry about is the B. The letter B, because that's me. Bye.
Okay. I feel like they should definitely, like, they should start banning. They should start giving y'all a test. If you don't get the answer right, you ain't in the organization. I feel like when it comes to, I feel like a lot clearly today, but when it comes to the LGBT community, I feel like it's a few people in this world you can't talk about. It's Jewish people and LGBT, well, Jewish people, women, LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. Like, you say anything about, not even religion no more. Like, people don't give a damn about religion. You believe in, fuck that. Like, they, like, that's how they be like, they be going crazy. You could talk about whoever, this person ain't shit, that person ain't shit. But the moment you say something about an LGBTQ, mm-hmm. a woman, and a Jewish person, shit canceled. It's a wrap.
Yeah, they be ready to go. They be on it.
Back to, let's get back on point. Daddy to baddie. Inspiration behind it.
Just me, myself. Like, me just living that.
Mm. Just you saying, I'm coming to 80% baddie right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we transitioning from stud, stem, they.
Yeah.
It's a bad bitch eating rice and cabbage.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you feel about this project? How do you feel like your people are going to take to it? Well, it's already out now.
Yeah, it's already out.
How do you feel like your people are taking to it now?
From what I've been seeing, they've been enjoying it. You know, they're getting a different side, a different vibe. So I'm not doing so much rappy, which I would as Daddy Kane. It's more like melodic and there's some R&B, there's some Afrobeat on there. There's two rappy songs and there's Jersey pop. Mm. So I kind of branched out into different genres.
What made you do the Jersey thing?
Really? It wasn't even my idea. It was my producer's idea. It was just this loop that I had and I just recorded over just the loop. And so he took my vocals and the loop, and then he put drums around it, which made it into like a Jersey beat type. Okay. So, yeah.
You know, that's a big thing though. Like,
mm-hmm.
Don't be upset if people come to you saying that you like stealing that swag or something.
Bro, cry me a river, bro.
I feel like the music industry is getting super like, well, not getting, it's been super sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the internet, everybody's so sensitive, bro. Like,
I mean,
it's annoying.
What are you, so you're not, you don't think you're sensitive? Because if somebody stole your music, right?
Mm-hmm.
They stole your whole swag, right? Let's say somebody out there calling themselves, I don't know, Mr. and Mrs. Kane. I don't know.
Hell no.
Right.
That's too close.
You're going to be like, what the fuck? They're going to be like, she never said, you was never him, right? So I'm Mr. and Mrs. Like, you're going to be like, that's clearly my shit.
I ain't going to lie. I thought people was copying me, but I realized they probably was already doing the same shit. They just, I just hadn't found them yet. Because Pop Your Shit Twin, which is a song on the project, that went viral on TikTok. And in my video, I did the trend. I started the trend. But I had my pictures alternating from baddie to daddy with the song, with the lyrics. Yeah. And so it was a trend. So everybody that was like Stems and like gender fluid people, they were all doing it. So then that's when I was like, oh my God, there's so many of me. Mm. Like, I didn't realize there were so many people that did this.
But that's a trend, though. I mean, that's like the, I guess, what is it called? The trend on social media. But did you see anybody doing it, like, for real? Like, a real
thing? I've seen some, like, looking at some of the videos, and I would actually go to their page. Some of them were, like, actually, like, you could see, like, on my Instagram, at the bottom, you can see I'm Daddy Kane, then I'm Batty Kane, then I'm Daddy Kane, then I'm Batty Kane, like, alternating.
Why did that name come from? Because it sounds like Danity Kane, but I feel like you probably...
No, really,
You know who Danity Kane is?
Yeah, I know who Big Daddy Kane is.
No, not Big Daddy Kane.
Who?
Danity Kane.
No.
Okay. I'm not about to argue with you about that.
Oh. I ain't even gonna lie. I can't even remember where the daddy came. Oh, my producer, he was like, my producer, Spain, he's also my best friend. So that's why you'll hear me talk about him a lot. But he was like, when I was doing my daddy Kane shit, I always attracted females. Like, I was getting the hoes, for real.
So that came from Big Daddy Kane then?
Yeah, so like he made a joke and was like, you remind me of Big Daddy Kane. Mm. And so in Three Musketeers, I said, it's Daddy Kane and this bitch. But I said it as a joke, you know what I'm saying? And then like my followers started calling me Daddy Kane instead of Next Youngin. Mm. When Next Youngin is my artist name.
Right.
But majority of people call me Batty Kane or Daddy Kane, Kane or Batty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I like, so it's kind of like you gender fluid all the way around, like with your music career and in real life, because now you got like Daddy Kane or Batty Kane or even Next Youngin. So you could kind of be like, I don't know, like, is it like some type of tribe thing or something going? Like, or is it just bi?
No, it's bi.
No, I'm saying like, you know, in the LGBTQ community, I don't know. Like, you got people that go both ways, but is it something that way you can go like, three ways?
What is three ways?
I don't know. Fuck around like animals. Like, what do they call people that like men, women, and animals?
I don't know about all that.
I don't know. Like, shit. Like, it could be something like that. Because you got three names. That's why I said that. I'm like, that would be cool.
Because Daddy Kane and Batty Kane makes Next Youngin. Like, that's Next Youngin. You know, it's just two alter egos. That's all it is.
Mm. I mean, that's kind of cool, though. I like it. How are your peers? How do your peers take to it?
My friends and stuff, they don't really...
No, like, music industry. Like, how did...
Oh. Whenever I first started...
was like, these bitches. Go ahead.
No, when I was doing the Daddy Kane, I can say that a lot of the industry people kind of, like, side-eyed me, you know? They weren't really, like, type. But those same people that I reached out to when I was Daddy Kane that kind of gave me the side-eye was the first ones to hop into my DMs whenever I was doing the Batty Kane. You know what I'm saying? Once I switched, they was like, hello!
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Hold up, bro.
They said, hello.
Let me see something real quick, man.
They said, why you ain't been did that? You need to stop doing that daddy shit.
So maybe that can be the play to, clearly, if everybody wants you, like, shit, you might as well have to be, you might as well be Batty Kane more often.
Yeah, but it ain't about what everybody else wants. It's about what I want.
That's real. Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes get conflicted when so many people around you are asking for one thing, but you don't want that?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, believe it or not, I've had people tell me, like, they don't want me to come hang out with them if I'm dressing as Daddy Kane.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Sheesh. Yeah, they'd be like, don't come over here as Daddy Kane. Like, don't even come over here with that.
People are so shallow.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna grab my bag and I left. Like, and I won't be back.
Mm. But when you sit down and think about it, those things, like, bother you?
Not really. Not really. I've, like, really grown a lot mentally in, like, how I look at myself. I've become very confident. So it's like, I don't really trip too much about what other people got to say.
Mm. What about, how did your parents take it?
My parents didn't really like it. Well, let me be correct. My mom, them, didn't really like it. My dad, he didn't care. But on my mom's side, I grew up in a Christian home. So, like, we were Pentecostal and, you know, sheesh. Yeah. So I'm, like, the outcast, you know, gay rapper, you know, so.
Did they kick you out or?
No, I had already moved out.
What are you?
Because I was in, I went to Clark, Atlanta.
Right.
So after I graduated, I went to Clark and I stayed on campus. I dropped out of school and then I left and went to Cali.
Damn.
Yeah, so, you know, they was over there running around with their heads flying off. And then like, you got, what's going on?
The success came and then did they?
They didn't give a fuck about that shit at first. I think really because they ain't understand it. Because they don't really know, you know? So I had to break it down to them and be like, look, I'm da-da-da-da-da. And they was just like, and I was like, look, here goes some money. Like, let me show you. This is what this is doing. And then they was kind of like, oh, okay. But they still don't really, they ain't really care.
Mm. How was your relationship with them now?
It's good. It's gotten a lot better. Because also they didn't like the Daddy Kane shit. Like, they did not like that.
Like, you dressing up or just the name or everything about it?
Like, everything about it, period.
But were they okay with you being just bisexual, maybe? Like, because I'm...
No, because they're Christians.
Right. No, that's what I'm asking. Uh-uh. I'm just curious. Because some parents have to... Like, you could be something, right? Mm-hmm. But when it... You could judge something all you want. But the moment it land on your doorsteps, it's different. Right? That's how I'm looking at it. So, like, yeah, they might accept it, but they might have constraints with it. Like, okay, I understand she's bisexual, but you could be bisexual as long as you don't do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, no. They was on some mind. I can't wait to have my daughter back, you know, type. Like,
how did that make you feel in those moments?
It hurt my feelings, for sure, especially coming from, like, home, you know what I'm saying? But I ended up just ignoring it, and I kind of clouded my mind with the success that I was having at the time. Because, like, it's crazy. They didn't even know what my sexuality was until I started getting clout. Like, they kind of found out with everybody else.
Okay.
Like, with the world, basically. Mm. So.
That shit probably was, for a whole loop. Like, what the
it was probably like, what?
No, facts. Yo, is your favorite artist is Michael Jackson or something like that? Was, like, your influence?
I like Michael Jackson, and I like Justin Bieber.
So with that in mind, just curious.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't say those two, who would your top five artists of all time be?
I can't say either one?
Nah.
Okay.
Or matter of fact, I'm not going to say all time, sorry. Top five, like, right now.
Right now?
That's what I meant to ask, yeah.
Damn, Flo Millie. I love Flo Millie. Okay. Sexy Red, because she fun. I just love her. She got a good personality. She's just fun. Lil Baby. Trying to think, who am I listening to right now? Dang, I can't think. Because I'm very versatile with what I listen to. I listen to so much music. Like, there's not one artist that I just keep on repeat. It's always multiple.
Now, I ask that because, like, if your inspiration is, like, Michael Jackson, I wonder how does that affect the music now?
What you mean?
Like, what you listen to, how you producing music or how you making music?
No, not really. Like,
or is that just somebody you like?
It was just somebody that I liked, and like watching him and Justin Bieber, because growing up in a Christian home, I wasn't allowed to listen to anything that had cuss words in it.
Secular music, right?
It wasn't. None of that. It had to be clean. Mm-hmm. So Justin Bieber and Michael Jackson, they both had clean music. So like when I was younger, I would watch their music videos. I'd be like dancing to it. And it was like, I knew that I wanted to make music videos and be in the music videos, but I didn't understand like you got to be an artist. You got to make music. You got to record. You got to do this. So it was just really like, I just liked what they did and it made me want to do it.
So wait, but don't Justin Bieber, he used to dance, or no?
Yeah.
He used to dance, right?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson dance?
Mm-hmm.
Do you dance?
Yeah, sometimes, but I haven't as much lately, but yeah.
I'm just trying to pick your brain, because like if those are your like influences, but where is the influence? Like where is, I guess, their music and your music?
I don't know. Maybe more so like the beats. What the beats are, like my beat choices is kind of like similar to what they will have, or kind of stem from something that they will have. Like I just like poppy stuff, like that's what they have, and like melodic and drums and stuff like that.
It's crazy.
I was in the band too, so I can hear music differently.
What band? What type of band?
Marching band.
Like college or like
high school? College.
But you know, college marching band, it's kind of different from like recreational marching band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to Clark Atlanta University. I got a band scholarship there, and I was in the marching band.
So you was good, because they don't have a lot of. I know band is big in HBCUs, but they give out a lot of scholarships for band.
I don't really know. A lot of people that I knew in the band had a scholarship, but I don't really know. I wasn't.
What did you do in the band?
I was in drumline.
What did you play?
I played tenor. Sometimes I play snare. Sometimes I play quince. Like, I just bounced around.
You played snare?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nice.
Yeah, I was.
Wasn't nice. Bro, yeah. I think the snare is probably one of the hardest things to play, because, like, hand-eye coordination, it'd be crazy. See, I used to play the bass. So I was in a band, too.
That big-ass shit.
That shit was hard. See?
That shit ain't make your back hurt.
That shit was fire. I don't know. It was a little strong, little nigga. See, I played in a recreation band. I never played in, like high school or college. Like, I played before, like, yeah. I used to play the drums. And I used to always want to play we had, like, the quads. I forgot. I don't know the real name.
Quince.
That might be it. The little four things.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was so
hard.
It
was hard. Five of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh,
okay.
5.
Okay, Quince, I guess. That's, okay, whatever. I wouldn't know. But, yeah, I wanted to play that. But it was also a quad, too, like, with four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I can never play none of that shit. Yeah. Do you incorporate that a lot in your music? Like band instruments? Like, because we see a lot of that now in artists incorporating, like we seen Beyonce do it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just did it recently. I forgot, but incorporating like band music inside their music.
In a way, yeah, because my producer, he was in the band too. You know, so like.
Oh, y'all just a whole little band, little. Rapper.
Yeah, we got a lot of similarities, so we be bouncing ideas off of each other. So
okay. So what you got coming up next, man? Like what's the plan?
Shit. Y'all go stream this EP. That's what you need to do. Just worry about that.
Daddy the baddie.
Daddy the baddie.
Mm-hmm. Why should they stream it though? I'm just curious.
Because
outside of your fans.
Because you're gonna feel a different type of vibe that you haven't felt before. Cause like, do y'all know anybody that's gender fluid?
Some they do. I don't.
Y'all sure do?
I'm saying the people that's watching.
Oh, I was like, I thought you were talking.
Oh, no. They probably do. I'm ignorant. You can't ask me. I'm the worst person to ask anything. You know somebody gender fluid? See?
You do? That's what's up.
But I'm saying why, though. Like, the music. I mean, it's cool, but I want to know why. Like, why should they listen to it? Like, tell me. Because clearly, you pointed out a specific song. We don't got to go into the details again. But it's a purpose behind it. You feel me? And if you can explain that to the audience, what is it? What does it mean to you? Like, what is this project?
That the whole project? Or are you talking about the song specifically?
No, just the project.
Just really me going into my own individuality, you know, and being able to express myself more in a better way. Instead of just making all like shake ass type music, I'm a little bit more serious. I like talk about some events that's happened in my life, stuff like that.
Why now though? Why you decided to do that now?
Just wanting to do something different, really, because majority of the music is the same, just shaking ass, this and that. But I don't know, I kind of wanted to give my followers more a personal experience where they can feel a little bit connected to me, where they might be going some of this through the same things that I'm going through.
But why though? I'm sorry, I'm trying to go deeper. So you say you tapping into your individuality, right? But why now? Like, do you feel like you wasn't individual at a certain time in your career and in your life? Forget your career, but like just in your life.
Yeah, and especially in my career, because I came up with people, you know, so it was kind of like hard having your own individuality because you're always attached to somebody else, you know, so it's like me detaching and it's like, okay, this is me. Like, I'm not just that person that was around this person or that did work or did a song with this person. Like, I'm my own person.
How did that make you as an artist in your career? If you could think on it, like, did you wanting, because I'm thinking, like, that got to change the way you move, the way you interact with people. Like, you wanting to be an individual, you always hearing your name attached to somebody else. How did that, in return, make you treat other people? If you could think about it.
I could say that it made me more conscious of how I treated other people. Because, like, sometimes you don't realize something until it's done to you, you know? So it really opened my eyes to be like, okay, I got to look at things outside of the box and put myself in other people's shoes to see how, you know, they would feel if that happened to them. Because this happened to me, so.
Because it almost feel like talking to you, like, just we talking for a little while, it almost feel like you felt like you had to fight to be an individual.
Yeah, I did. I really did. Yeah.
That's a unique perspective, because I don't know, I feel like in a world full of selfish people, everybody think they somebody. But then you talk to somebody and they're trying to, I don't want to say fine, but almost it feels like you're trying to show people that you are somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, so like going back to the song, like Pop Your Shit, that is like my most prized possession song, like for me. Just personally, because being that I was attached to other people with the success that I've had before, whenever a lot of like shit went down, like drama and stuff like that, I had a lot of people telling me, you wouldn't be shit without da 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 da, or you wouldn't be doing this without da 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 da, like you done type. And so it was like, I took that, I went and recorded a song, and now that shit all on y'all For You page. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did that shit by myself. You know,
I know that feel good.
It did. It really did. Because it was like, y'all was talking all that shit. Now y'all using my song. What the fuck?
Nah, facts. You know, it's funny. I was working for a company. And I'm going to stop talking about this shit. But I talk about this shit all the time. And I'll never forget. I started getting recognition from like this freestyle series I did back in Baltimore. And it was at a company. And I'll never forget. The company was like, yeah, man. The only reason why they like the freestyles is because of the background. Because the background had their name, like, big. And it's a big company. And I'll never forget. I'm like, that's crazy. So one of my first freestyles I did by myself, like, independent, without the company, did, like, 2 million views. And that shit felt amazing. But at the same time, it was moments I had that high, but it's also so many moments where you don't have that high. And I almost kind of felt victim of like, man, maybe it's true.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that?
Yeah, I have. I have. But I just keep going back to that. I'll be like, but I did this. So like, I know I can do it again. If I just apply myself, because I'm the only person that's holding myself back. I can't blame nobody. I got to take accountability for that.
That's a
fact.
Ain't
got nothing to do with nobody. So
how do you move differently in this stage of your career though?
Like I said, really just understanding myself, my self-respect, my boundaries, because that all plays a part in, like, how you move. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you allowing people to just talk to you any type of way, treat you any type of way, like, So the results don't really be all that.
But it's hard to see you doing that. You were doing that prior, I guess?
No, I didn't. I was a pushover. Like, a big pushover. Like, I can tell you about this one time. I was in this interview with somebody, and the whole time, the interviewer said nothing to me, but talked about my song and their song that I had with somebody. But they didn't say anything to me. They didn't address me. They didn't say, oh, this is Next Youngin. Like, nothing. Like, that shit hurt my feelings. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, right then, what I should have did, I should have got up and left. You know what I'm saying? But I just sat there and looking stupid, you know? So, or just spoke up and like, hey, I'm Next Youngin. Like, you know?
Now I'm looking at you. I'm glad I did this interview with you.
Thanks. I'm glad I'm here.
I feel like, I don't know. I think, you keep working. You know how I go. Like, I feel like I'm rooting for everybody. Everybody that's black, one, and everybody that's an underdog. So, like, I feel like your story definitely gives underdog. And, like, you never know. Them people going to be reaching back to you like, yo, can they get a feature? And then?
Ain't nothing wrong with being an underdog, though.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with being an underdog. I was underdog. I'm an underdog. Shit.
Yeah, but I'm comfortable with, like, my little niche fan base, you know? Like, I'll be chilling.
How many, can you talk? Do y'all, like, do artists talk about their, I feel like I could look it up. How many streamers you got on Spotify? A monthly streamers you get?
The last time I checked, it was, like, 400,000 or 300,000.
Monthly streamers? No way.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm going to go to Spotify right now. You talking about some underdog. I ain't underdog shit. Go to Spotify right now. Somebody got a Spotify app?
Let me see.
You do?
Yeah, nah, 351K.
You ain't no goddamn underdog. Fuck out of here. Wrap this interview up. She full of shit.
What?
Nigga, that's a big deal.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, I want to go further.
Of course.
I'm but not satisfied.
Do you not know that you're, like, do you not see that you're a big deal, or?
No, and it's crazy because a lot of my peers, like, my friends, they be like, you don't realize what you have, but it's like, I'm just so used to it. Like, okay, next. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to go bigger. Like, I feel like I'm still, like, in the beginning.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still, you're beginning compared to where you started. Come on now.
Yeah, I feel like I had an easy route because I started making music in 2019. 6 months later, my song went viral. It only took 6 months.
But now, seeing that viral song, right? Just curious. We about to wrap up, but curious. Would you rather the song go viral? Like, did you like that? What came from it? Or have just a lot of songs doing pretty good?
I would rather have a lot of songs doing good, but the thing is, with that song, that was the very first song that got put out with my name.
Okay.
So it was like the very first song that I put out went gold. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, it's bragging rights. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But of course, I would want to have multiple songs going viral or like doing really well instead of just one big song.
I only ask that because like I be having like a lot of clips go viral, and that should be cool, but it's like, people will only come for that type of content. I make different type of content. You get what I'm saying? Then they come, they follow you, but they're not engaging. So you be fucking up my engagement. It's like, I'd rather just have like 20,000 followers, but like really high engagement. It's like, I don't need 70,000, 100,000. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want it for sure, but it's just, now that I think about it, if I'm being like intentional about it, the viral content, I just feel like sometimes it hurt more than it helped.
Yeah, I feel like if you just get one huge video that just go viral, it's kind of the same as like a one-hit wonder. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want consistency.
Yeah. Do you hear, again, because like that wasn't my time, or like I probably wasn't listening to this type of music, but it still was a big deal. 10 million views on YouTube is crazy. Do you get people or whispers? Do you see people saying like you fell off or something like that? Or
yeah, what? All the time.
That's hilarious, bro.
Yeah, all the time. I'll be like, okay.
But do you know how, look how cool life is, though. You said people say you fell off. I've never heard of that song ever. and it got 10 million views on YouTube. I don't know who the artist was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But look, like, it's funny that like people can say you fell off, and it's like it's a group of people or so many more people who don't even know you started yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope as hell.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't have probably heard it because it's LGBTQ. Your algorithm wasn't going to show you that. You know what I'm saying? So like you probably wouldn't even came across it.
But also, y'all like mad younger than me.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
You ain't that much older. I'm 25.
It's almost 10 years, but okay. I mean, I had this conversation with Zanique and Beja, OMG Girls. Mm. I wasn't listening to that shit. Yeah. And we probably closer to age. It's just certain things, like you said, I guess, it was LGBTQ shit. I'm not.
Mm-hmm. And algorithm plays a part in everything that you see.
But also, men, only woman I'm really listening to right now is Sexy Red.
Period.
You feel me? Like, check that.
She's so fun.
I'm listening to that shit. She crank. Her Lotto go crank too. But mm-hmm. I'm not. But even still, it's funny because I don't think I'm getting in the car and like, yo, turn that Lotto on. Yo, turn that Sexy. I ain't doing that. Now in the club, Cardi B too. Cardi B go crazy. You like mm-hmm. Cardi B?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when people try to like say you can't like one without the other, some shit like
bro,
that.
Bro, they beef ain't got nothing to do with me.
Ain't got shit. It ain't paying me like.
I don't care.
Facts, don't care. Nah, this is good though, man. I feel like I want you to drop something that get 20 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's coming. Mm-hmm. You feel me? For the people that don't know, was you about to say something?
Mm.
For the people that don't know, let them know how to follow you, how to get daddy to baddie, all that.
Okay. Follow my Instagram. It's Next Youngin. Everything is really Next Youngin, but if you search up Baddie Kane, it's going to pop up. You're going to find it. So just stick to those three names. You're going to find what you're looking for.
Stick to those three names. That's crazy. Yo, nah, this is good, man. I wish you nothing but success for show. And if you ever need some support, you can hit me up, man.
Hey, thank you. But why we ain't take no shot?
You want to take a shot?
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, Mason, can you grab her two glasses up there if you don't mind? I'm sorry. Man, she's
damn.
Why she probably was looking at it the whole time.
Bro,
like,
I was eyeballing it.
That's a part of that's a part of you coming into your this next level of your career, them boundaries. She like, nigga, like it's right there. Like, what we doing? Like, we ain't about to wrap the interview up like that. Come on. All right, we're gonna take a shot. You're gonna tell me you gonna give me your honest opinion how you feel about it, all right?
Okay.
And you already told me you're 25. I thought you was probably like 18 or something, so you can take a shot.
18?
Hey, listen, man. Y'all kids develop super fast nowadays, super early nowadays, so.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't even play like that. You want to take it on camera, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll take it on camera.
I hope you got us some nice glasses. You smart, too. You was able to find them. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Where I'm from, you got to pour your own.
Oh.
Yeah. I know we in the South and everybody always
where
be like,
from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
You pour your own poison, man. You get yourself drunk. You feel me? Like, that's how we do it.
Type shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So, we're going to take a toast. You're going to tell me what you think about it. You're going to give me your honest opinion, all right?
Okay.
Los Hermanos, shout out to my black brother, black-owned business, black-owned tequila. Thank you for the product. Thank you for the sponsorship. Make sure you check them out. 5 different states. Georgia, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and Washington, D.C. Come on, let's get it. Yeah.
That shit's smooth.
It's smooth?
Yeah.
All right, man.
That shit went straight down. Well, you struggling over there?
I'm a grown ass man. Let's get the fuck out of here. Hey, Next Youngin, Mr. J Hill Podcast is a wrap. We out. That was good.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.